Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160. You can talk to whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian. And, you know, yesterday? My days kind of blur together. We had on Greg from Intercoin for the better part of the first hour, where a lot of clarifications were made, and he mentioned that Intercoin is working on making cryptocurrency user-friendly. And I wasn't even really aware of that aspect of the project, and now I'm super excited about it, because cryptocurrency, even for those people who are deep in it, it's really not user-friendly.
Nope.
It's not something that you can teach your average 50, 60-year-old to use or engage in to any meaningful capacity. It definitely needs a significantly more user-friendly front end. And Intercoin is working on that. They're working on a lot of things, though. So head on over to intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. And if you're interested in working on your own cryptocurrency to suit whatever needs you want, contact them via email. You can find all of that, and you can pick up some Intercoins for yourself, all at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Speaking of cryptocurrency, though, Kraken at least has officially opened a bank, I think, in Montana. And other cryptocurrency exchanges are also moving into the banking space. And this is upsetting some people. Myself, one of them, but that's because the companies who are doing it are evil. Like, if there was a non-evil cryptocurrency exchange that wanted to also create a bank, I would not necessarily be opposed to that, but because Coinbase and Kraken and all of these others are, you know, the devil, I'm not exactly thrilled about it.
Well, you know, part of the problem is when you become a bank, you become beholden to the devil, so you have to ultimately be the bitch of the federal government if you want to join their little system. Now, there are state-chartered banks, and there are federally chartered banks, but basically all of them still want to play ball with the feds because they want to be part of the Federal Reserve System so they can send and receive wire transfers and ACH transfers and things like that. So if you're going to play the banking game, you've got to be part of the Bank Secrecy Act, and that means just being generally awful.
Yeah, you have to play by their rules to play their stupid game. So just don't play their stupid game.
There's a story that was published in the New York Times, and of course, cryptocurrency is constantly under fire from various different aspects. In this case, you're talking about, Aria, the establishment is attacking cryptocurrency.
Across the board,
yeah. The establishment money system is attacking crypto. The bankers, the people in government, the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, the federal agencies, IRS, etc. They all want to attack cryptocurrency. And so this is a story about crypto's move into banking, which is upsetting the apple cart, so to speak.
I mean, the very first question the IRS asks anyone on their tax form for 2021 is whether or not they were involved in cryptocurrency. Before they even ask your name,
isn't that revealing?
They're asking you about cryptocurrency. So it scares the hell out of them. They know how powerful it is.
BlockFi, a fast-growing financial startup, this is again the New York Times, whose headquarters in Jersey City are across the Hudson River from Wall Street, aspires to be the J.P. Morgan Chase of cryptocurrency.
Oh, this is already sounding like a bad plan.
It offers credit cards, loans, and interest-generating accounts. But rather than dealing primarily in dollars, BlockFi operates in the rapidly expanding world of digital currencies, one of a new generation of institutions effectively creating an alternative banking system on the frontiers of technology. By the way, I heard about BlockFi a couple weeks ago, that they'd cut their rates down. Remember we were talking last night about how Coinbase wanted to launch a 4% savings rate for
people who were willing to
invest their Coinbase, their cryptocurrency in Coinbase so that Coinbase could loan it to people.
Yeah. I mean, there's already people just leaving their crypto on Coinbase. So if you're going to just leave your crypto with Coinbase, you might as well get 4% back. But that was the thing that the SEC was saying that they were going to sue Coinbase over. BlockFi, apparently, I heard, and I did check on this, they do appear to have reduced their rates down to like a tenth of a percent for Bitcoin deposits. So it's like, they really are like JP Morgan Chase at that point with those crappy rates.
By the way, this whole last week I've been bombarded by BlockFi ads on my Facebook page.
Are they attractive? Are they making a good pitch?
To tell you the honest truth, I put it on my list of things to check out, and I never got around to it. But it looks like it's a real snazzy black Visa card with a Bitcoin logo on it. It looks snazzy.
With a name like BlockFi, though, I have to think that they're sort of a centralized version of DeFi, which stands for decentralized finance, and it's sort of doing the same sort of thing, creating a banking system, but it's decentralized, so there's no one for the SEC or the government to go after.
DeFi is decentralized. In theory, BlockFi not. Yes. BlockFi would be CeFi or centralized finance.
And BlockFi is probably going to get gone after, I would imagine.
And they already have been. I had some show prep from a few weeks ago that and I think they mentioned it in this story, that New Jersey's banking regulator has targeted BlockFi as well as other regulators from around the country.
Why would they be in New Jersey?
Because it's close to New York City.
Why would you want to be in New York City?
Because financial people love Wall Street.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But you've got to deal with all of their regulations there. And last I checked, cryptocurrency is essentially
Well, that would be the reason to be in Jersey instead of New York, because New York specifically has regulations that target cryptocurrency. And I don't know if I don't think Jersey does. But Flory Marquez, age 30, is the founder of BlockFi. And was created in 2017, claims to have more than $10 billion worth of assets, 850 employees, and more than 450,000 retail clients who can obtain loans within minutes without credit checks. But to state and federal...
That sounds dangerous. I mean, that kind of nonsense is what created the housing collapse in 2007.
These are probably collateralized loans, which is something I mentioned last night, where if you have Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency, but you want dollars... You give them your Bitcoin, let's say you've got 10 whole Bitcoin or something like that. They might give you a quarter of that value in dollars. So you over-collateralize. You don't get the same amount of value in dollars as what you get for the Bitcoin. You get a fraction of the value of the Bitcoin. So they're not really even taking much risk on this at all.
True.
They're just providing the service of giving somebody stable coins on a loan basis instead of actually buying the bitcoins from the person.
And I would imagine if Bitcoin, loses 75% of its value or whatever, then it automatically sells off. So
correct.
So they probably realistically don't have any risk.
Correct. They're very well protected. So going on here, they were created in 2017, a lot of clients, but to state and federal regulators and some members of Congress, the entry of crypto into banking is cause for alarm. The technology is disrupting the world of financial services so quickly and unpredictably that regulators are far behind.
It was not unpredictable. This was the plan from the start.
Well, they didn't predict that it was going to work.
Okay.
They just were like, aha, you geeks.
Yeah,
crypto, what is all that?
It worked.
Yeah, it's working very well. And it is going quickly. Going on here, so...
I mean, that's the nature of technology. The creative minds out there and people who work in technology, they move exponentially faster than a slow-as-hell bureaucracy.
Yeah, which is dealing with regulations written decades ago.
I mean, the bureaucracy is just now getting around to, what are we going to do about this Bitcoin thing?
Yeah, and they're literally trying to shove it into the old system of regulations.
And the cryptocurrency world is like, dude, we're in Monero now. We're in DeFi now.
Yeah, we're way ahead of
you. 15 years behind.
Which is one of the reasons why crypto is going to continue to win.
Yes.
Regardless of what they try to do. But in recent months, top officials from the Federal Reserve and other banking regulators have begun to urgently begun what they are calling a crypto sprint.
I love the mental image of a bureaucracy frantically running around trying to figure out how can we quickly adapt to this.
To try to catch up with the rapid changes and figure out how to curb the potential dangers from an emerging industry whose short history has been marked by such high-stakes speculation as by technological advances. In interviews and public statements, federal officials and state authorities are warning the crypto financial services industry is in some cases vulnerable to hackers and fraud and reliant on risky innovations.
That's the nature of innovation. It's always risky. You don't know that it's going to work.
That's why you get a 12% APR on these websites for your stablecoin deposits.
Because you're at risk. What are your thoughts about cryptocurrency exchanges moving into banking? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
are happening in the cryptocurrency space. Some of them good, some of them not so good. I'm really excited about this cryptocurrency loaning thing that people have been talking about. I know we talked about it a year or so ago on the show, and I never actually got around to looking into it, and I can't look into it now, but it's fascinating. I'm curious how it works from, you know, a technological perspective. Like, they loan out your Bitcoin to someone, essentially, mm-hmm. right? So it's no longer your Bitcoin. Well, it's no longer your Bitcoin as soon as you send it to them, I guess.
Correct.
It's all very curious. I wish I had looked into the underpinnings of all of this and how it works. But there's also DeFi, which is decentralized finance, also something that I intended to look into and now can't.
Yeah.
But it basically offers, from what I can tell, the mechanisms of the old banking system, but in a decentralized blockchain way. But that said, I haven't been able to really look into it to see what the project is all about. But it sounds intriguing, and it sounds like it's probably going to be pretty big.
DeFi has already been pretty big. We kind of missed the initial wave on that. That was, I think, a year or two ago when DeFi really started to catch fire. It's still pretty popular. Obviously, NFTs or non-fungible tokens are the fire at the moment. That's what everybody's all crazy about.
Those are tulip bulbs if I've ever heard of them, though.
Yeah, I think NFTs are a terrible idea. But, hey, whatever. Have your little, you know, digital trinkets. But DeFi is interesting, and a lot of the people in the old money business are very upset about it because it is allowing for some unusual things to be possible that have never been done before. One of the more simple things with decentralized finance is decentralized exchanges that we're starting to see. Greg mentioned a couple of them on the air last night. There's one called Uniswap and another one called PancakeSwap. I have never had the chance to use either of these in any significant manner, but I'm aware of what they are and how they work.
The first one I got involved with was AirSwap. They were an ERC-20 token, and they were pretty cool. I got involved in the ICO then, and after about 2 years, they just kept plummeting, so I swapped it out for Ethereum. I actually used AirSwap in order to do
that.
To
swap it out.
Yeah.
And the idea is you don't need an account to use this. You don't have to tell them who you are. You don't have to go through Know Your Customer process. You just go on the website, you connect your wallet to the site, and you start trading.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, it's not like some bank where you got to go in front of somebody, hand them ID, sit there for an hour, fill out forms, sign paperwork. No, it's just you have an asset, you want to trade it for this other asset, done. And then
is simple in the way it should be, and that was essentially what Shapeshift, which is a centralized version of these, used to do for people.
Or is it? Shapeshift announced earlier this summer that they are decentralizing Shapeshift, which is interesting. Shapeshift is becoming a decentralized autonomous organization. It is going to, by the, I believe, end of this year, or close to it, or within the next year, completely abolish their centralized corporation. They are firing all of their employees, but they're giving their employees the Shapeshift Fox token, which is its own company's token that they introduced a while back for their own system.
So they're compensating their employees for firing them, saying, hey, look.
Yeah, basically they're giving them this token, and then if you have these tokens, you can vote in the decentralized autonomous organization. So their employees have some weight because they work for Shapeshift, so they got a nice amount of these tokens. Their investors are getting tokens. Their users are getting tokens. So if you had an account on Shapeshift, you were given some amount of tokens as a, hey, you're part of this thing. You're part of our thing, and we want you to continue being part of it.
I remember when they implemented those, you got these Fox tokens every time you made a swap, every time you swapped one cryptocurrency for another.
And if you held on to them, now that they're decentralizing, you have some voting weight.
Well, in theory, I held on to them.
Yeah. Well, maybe at some point you'll be able to access them, legally. But the whole point is they're actually transitioning, which is an unusual thing, because usually a decentralized autonomous organization is founded as a decentralized autonomous organization. And for listeners that don't know what we're talking about, decentralized autonomous, meaning that there's no center. There's no corporate entity to act on. There's no identifiable board of directors to target. It's a thing. It's an entity that does things. It has a service or a product or a thing that they're doing in the marketplace. But it's not organized like you're used to a system of a company being organized. There's no CEO.
Yeah, it's like Bitcoin. People are like, well, who's responsible for Bitcoin? Who controls Bitcoin? Well, no one. It's decentralized.
Right, and and what's amazing about these decentralized finance, so that's, again, part of decentralized finance. So Shapeshift is moving that direction right now.
That's wonderful news.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And Eric Voorhees, the founder, who's actually a former Free Talk Live amplifier from years ago, he wrote up a really interesting blog post about that. I threw it in my show prep months ago when it first happened, and it was just one of the things we just never covered. But maybe we should at some point, because the process of them moving into that is very interesting. But the point being, decentralized means governments don't know what the F to do about this. Because whenever,
there's no head to cut off.
Right. Whenever the police show up at a protest and they want to stop the protest, they always show up and they go, who's in charge here? And they're like looking around, and they want somebody to point at somebody else and
say,
the guy
with the bullhorn.
That person's in charge. Well, yeah, they might normally go up and talk to the guy with the bullhorn. But yeah, anybody that they can figure is in charge of a group, whether it's a corporation or a protest group or whatever, that's who they target. That's who they bring up on charges. That's who they harass. That's who they threaten. But if the organization's decentralized and there is no CEO and there is no board of directors and there's no office to go and raid, what do?
Nothing.
Well, they complain about it, and then they go into the media.
They complain all they want.
But they go into the media, and they say, you've got to stay away from decentralized finance. It's scary. It's dangerous.
Scams.
Yes, danger. You could lose money.
And yeah, then they'll introduce some sob story of some old woman in the 60s who mm-hmm. lost one Bitcoin because someone hacked her and or she lost her seed phrase.
Or she got socially engineered. Yep. And got scammed.
I mean, these things certainly happen, but they happen with the current financial system as well.
Sure do. All day long, banks are trying to stop people from sending fraudulent wire transfers. Constantly.
Yeah, you get more out of those than you do the prepaid debit cards here that they sell at CVS. You can go in and buy those, and people do it all the time, getting involved in these scams.
In interviews and public statements, this is the New York Times on the bankers and system freaking out over decentralized finance. Federal officials and state authorities are warning that crypto financial services industry is in some cases vulnerable to hackers and fraud and reliant on risky innovations.
There it is.
Last month, the crypto platform Poly Network briefly lost $600 million of its customers' assets to hackers, much of which was returned only after the site's founders begged the thieves to relent.
What?
But amazingly, they actually got the hackers to say they were sorry and hand the money back.
Most
That's
of it.
Amazing.
Yeah. We need additional authorities, said Gary Gensler, the chairman of the security.
You don't need authority,
commission.
You need better security.
Wait, hold on now. Go back to that. They convinced the hackers to give the money back. Why would you do that? Hackers, why would you do that?
I didn't follow the story in detail, but I think that they were afraid.
I imagine they would. That is a lot of money to have had.
Some people lost some money and they were like, you're going to get hurt. You're like, we're going to find you.
Polly said that to the hackers were coming
out. No,
after
I don't think that's what Polly said, but that's just my guess. Like, people are watching that stuff, right? Like, these are public networks in those
yeah.
cases.
All right.
So
you got to wake up with a horse head in your bed?
Yeah.
What do you think they did? I tend to believe the better people, and that the hackers just, you know, they had a change of heart and realized that what they did was wrong.
Could be. Like I said, I didn't follow it.
It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Communities in Louisiana still trying to recover from Hurricane Ida are bracing for more rain from Tropical Depression Nicholas.
The storm made landfall overnight as a Category 1 hurricane, hitting the coast of Texas with winds up to 90 miles an hour. Hundreds of thousands were left without power, and storm surge flooded many low-lying areas along the coast. Forecasters say Nicholas could drop 5 to 10 inches of rain as it moves further inland across southern Louisiana and Mississippi, with up to 20 inches possible in some areas. And Senate Democrats have introduced a new version of an elections reform bill following the failure of the For the People Act in the Senate in June. The new measure still includes expanded early voting, voter ID requirements, and election security measures, but drops a number of provisions from the previous bill, like the automatic mailing of ballots. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill will be brought to the Senate floor next week, as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell promised a fight over the measure. This is USA Radio News. An influential comedian has died. Lance Pry reports.
Nobody funnier, ladies and gentlemen, Norm MacDonald.
Comedian Norm MacDonald, known for his time on David Letterman's Saturday Night Live, The Norm Show, has died at 61. The comedian had been privately battling cancer for 9 years and was living in Quebec City, Canada.
Thanks, guys. Listen, I don't want to brag or anything, but me and Oprah are making the same money tonight.
Norm also played Death on The Family Guy.
Is he dead? I think he might be dead.
Oh, did you hear that? Noah Wiley here thinks he might be dead. Step aside, Junior. Nope, he's just knocked out. I drove all the way out here. I had to cancel another appointment. I never like to be too far away from Mike Wallace.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about the exciting world of cryptocurrency and the advances made just in the last several years. Cryptocurrency, of course, is continuing to explode, continuing to make mainstream headlines, and continuing to be the subject of tremendous amounts of fear-mongering from the media, warning people about frauds and scams and hackers and all these other things that just... they're really not that common in the grand scheme of things. And your money, sure, it'll be at risk if you have it on a cryptocurrency exchange. It's also at risk if you have it in a bank account. These sorts of things happen every day where people, at my other job, we had someone using a fraudulent credit card that ultimately someone had to pay for. And sure, maybe the credit card company or the bank account will wipe those transactions for you or whatever, but that's only possible because that money is going to be returned to them by the federal government.
Right.
If they actually had to pay for that, it wouldn't be sustainable for them to just be like, yeah, we'll just wipe out that $6,000 that you spent at this place because it wasn't really you.
I don't know. I mean, you said scams aren't very common, and maybe that is true, but they are out there, and the buyer does need to beware. You do need to be cautious when it comes to getting into cryptocurrencies. Sometimes they're not even real cryptocurrencies, like the whole OneCoin debacle, where billions of dollars from victims were poured into a centralized company that didn't even have a cryptocurrency. They just had a database where numbers go up.
I saw this a lot back when I was running CryptoCheck.org, which I abandoned quickly because there were just too many ICOs for an individual to keep track of, and it wasn't making money, so it's not like I could hire people to help me with it.
Right.
But, yeah, the main one I remember, the one that got me to do it, was Bitcoin Silver. And it was supposed to be an ERC-20 token, and I was looking into... Right. It's not even a fork of Bitcoin. No, it was an Ethereum token. But I was fascinated by it, so I started looking into it. At the same time, I was looking into AirSwap and some others that I did participate in because they seemed legit. And so Bitcoin Silver, it didn't. So I watched this website over like 4 or 5 days, and I noticed that the time remaining ticker was never consistent. Like, it'd be like, you have 1 day and 17 hours left, and then the next day it'd be like, you have 1 day and 14 hours left. The next
to buy
day,
some yeah. or something? Okay.
And the next day it would be back to one day and 16 hours.
So a total false sense of urgency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that got my attention, and I continued following them on Silver. They had on Twitter. They had no method of contacting them or anything like that. They just had an Ethereum address posted up there. And I did what I could to warn people, but sure enough, 6 months later, the only activity on their Twitter handle is people saying, hey, where's my Bitcoin Silver? It's like, you didn't look into this.
Yeah, and remember there was a guy that, who knows, but somebody masquerading as me on Telegram a couple of years ago. And they sent messages, they got into our public Telegram groups, got a list of all the people that were in the groups, and then started sending private messages to those people using a username that looked like my username, except they had like a letter L instead of a capital I, so it, at a glance, it basically looks like the same name, and they managed to get like multiple bitcoins from people.
I thought everyone was up on board on that one.
No, so there's at least one or two people. I know for sure at least one guy gave him like 8 bitcoin or something like
Holy
that.
Holy crap!
And this is back when bitcoin was a little bit cheaper, but still it was thousands and thousands of dollars worth of bitcoin that this guy gave him. Thought I was asking him for a favor, and I wasn't. I would not ever ask for something like that. And if I would, I wouldn't do it over Telegram.
No, you would do that in person.
Yeah. So, but this dude fell for it.
Oh man, that's unfortunate. Yeah. I didn't know anyone fell for it.
You've got to be careful. Yeah. You got to check, and double check.
I mean, scams are certainly out there, but they're out there everywhere. I mean, these sorts of things have been going on for as long as my entire
There's
life.
Plenty of cash scams. I mean, that's the thing that the government...
I mean, there are lottery tickets for sale right down here for people who want to take part in a scam.
Government-approved scam.
Yeah.
In that case. Well, Gary Gensler, the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, this is the same guy that won't meet with the Coinbase head. He says we need additional authorities to prevent transactions, products, and platforms from falling between regulatory cracks. He wrote in a letter to Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts about the dangers of cryptocurrency products. He said further, quote, we also need more resources, meaning a bigger budget,
oh, of course,
to protect investors in this growing and volatile sector. So this government bureaucrat is using the existence and the success of cryptocurrency to say, hey, we need more money allocated to our revenue over here for the SEC so we can do more stuff about this.
Yeah, except wasn't Elizabeth Warren supposed to fix the telemarketing scam? And
how's that worked out?
How's that worked out? So, I mean, is this guy even talking to the right legislator?
What are telemarketing scams? I mean, I know what telemarketing is, but I don't know of any scams.
Well, most of them are scams.
I know I get a lot of calls about my extended warranty.
Yeah, there's one right there. So
what are they trying to do?
Make money off of you.
Sell you some sort of garbage. I don't even know. I never let them get farther.
Well, I know I get called. Yeah, it's the old. It's not us that are getting scanned by those guys. It's old people,
elderly people.
Who are lonely at home, and someone says, your relative is in jail right now.
I'm a military guy, and I'm trapped in South Africa.
Yeah, or your relative is in jail. He needs bail money to get out.
Or people pretending to be the IRS, or pretending to be the Social Security Administration. The SEC has created a standalone office to coordinate investigations into cryptocurrency and other digital assets, and it's recruited academics with related expertise to help it track the fast-moving changes. Acknowledging that it could take at least a year to write rules or get legislation passed in Congress, regulators may issue interim guidance to set some expectations to exert control over the industry. BlockFi, which is this crypto loans company, has already been targeted by regulators in 5 states that have accused it of violating local securities laws. Regulators' worries reach to even more experimental offerings by outfits like PancakeSwap, whose syrup pools boast that users can earn up to 91% annual return on crypto deposits.
It's a lot.
Treasury Secretary...
It does sound like a scam.
Well, it probably is true, but those numbers change, right? So when they tell you you can make this APR,
it may be true.
Up to this.
Yeah, it'd be up to, or it may be true in that instant, but then it changes later to a lower number. And anyway, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, has also voiced concerns. Even as the Fed and other central banks study whether to issue digital currencies of their own, he has pointed to the proliferation of so-called stablecoins, digital currencies whose value is typically pegged to the dollar and are frequently used in digital money transfers and other transactions like lending. Quote, we have a tradition in this country where, you know, where the public's money is held in what is supposed to be a very safe asset. That doesn't exist, really, for stable coins, he said.
Now, no, that's because they're pegged to the dollar, which is not a safe asset.
Well, I think what he's referring to is that some of the stable coin issuers may not actually have the backing that they claim to have. And this is a legitimate concern. He's not being explicit on what he means, but I think that's what he's suggesting.
Reminds me of Nubits. It was supposed to be a dollar tether. They never explicitly advertised it as a dollar tether, I don't think, but it was one for a very long time.
But
then it crashed.
Oof.
Significantly so. I think it's probably down to pennies at this point.
But if it's tethered to the dollar, how does that work?
It didn't. It sounds like it was a scam.
Okay, that
no,
makes
I mean
sense.
It was usable for a very long period of time. And
how long is that?
Maybe a year and a half. Hmm. So, I mean, it worked. It just wasn't coded very well. And it
so it was one of these
failed.
Algorithmic stable coins?
I think so.
Yeah, there are a couple of those in the market today, and they are interesting. There's DAI, DAI, and then there's UST. So if you're interested in looking at algorithmic stable coins, do some research on those. But the most traditional stable coins are the ones that companies have supposedly an equivalent number of actual dollars in a bank account or in some other form of like U.S. Treasuries or some other kind of liquid investments that they can store this in. So in theory, that you could then exchange your dollar-backed stablecoin for actual dollars. But for the longest time, people have been wanting to see Tether's audits, and Tether's the number one stablecoin out there.
And Tether's saying no?
It's been a bit of a dicey situation, and there's a lot of question marks about whether or not Tether can actually back their reserves.
Well, hopefully they can. 603-283-6160.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. About the important and changing world of cryptocurrency, the one that's just outpacing government. And we knew this was going to happen. The government has never been able to keep up with technologies as they evolve. The difference is,
thank goodness, because otherwise the internet would really suck.
Yeah. But I mean, just think about planes and jets and all of that. The only reason the government is relatively able to keep up with them is because it just sort of stopped evolving. I mean, they're still making new jets and all that, but they follow the same level of rules, the same designs and things like that.
Well, it was easier for them to target that. I mean, because there's only so many airports, there's only so many airline manufacturers. So once again, when you have centralization, the government knows how to handle that.
But in the case of cryptocurrency and decentralized finance, there's no head to cut off, and it is evolving so quickly that we can't keep up.
Yeah, I mean, even if we could legally do anything with cryptocurrency, it's still impossible to actually get your mind around all of the different offerings out there.
Oh, it's impossible.
And the New York Times here, the story talking about the crypto world in the sort of targeting banking, says that it offers a wide range of companies. At one end, there are those that operate on models similar to those of traditional consumer-oriented banks, like BlockFi or Kraken Bank, which has secured a special charter in Wyoming and hopes by the end of this year to take consumers' cryptocurrency deposits, but without traditional Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insurance. On the more radical end is decentralized finance, or DeFi, which is more akin to Wall Street for cryptocurrency. Players include Compound, a company in San Francisco that operates completely outside of the regulatory system. DeFi eliminates...
Well, then they won't be in San Francisco long.
Yeah. DeFi eliminates human intermediaries like brokers, bank clerks, and traders, and instead uses algorithms to execute financial transactions such as lending and borrowing.
Sort of similar to Robinhood. I mean, interesting things are going on these days where Robinhood provided the average person with the ability to game the system and make money in the stock market. Decentralized finance is doing the very same sort of thing.
Of course, Robinhood is a centralized finance app, but it was marketed in a way that made it sound like it was making...
Yes, Robinhood is certainly centralized, but it does provide tools to the average individual who did not have those tools just
5 years ago.
Yeah, and I don't know how Compound works. I've never looked into it, but I've seen that its token is very, very popular, and it's done very, very. I think it hit like the top 20 or top 10 or something like that on crypto. So
I've never even heard of it.
They're obviously doing something right, whatever the hell it is that they're doing. But big mistake having a centralized corporation based in the United States if you're going to be doing decentralized finance. So I think there's a lot of quote unquote decentralized finance that isn't truly decentralized. That they're just sort of like, hey, let's call ourselves DeFi. Because people like that.
Well, isn't DeFi sort of this wide protocol sort of thing?
No, it just stands for decentralized finance.
I thought it was an actual entity of some sort.
No, it's just a buzzword.
Okay.
Yeah. Some are more decentralized than others, from what I can tell.
That's often the case. I mean, the Coinbase CEO was talking about how important it is to be decentralized recently.
Crypto is the new shadow bank, said Elizabeth Warren in an interview.
Oh, shut up.
It provides many of the same services, but without the consumer protections or financial stability that back up the traditional system. Yeah, also without any of the stupid crap like standing in long lines, waiting on hold, all the other BS that you have to deal with government banks.
Now, when she says shadow banks, I would assume something called a shadow bank doesn't offer FDIC insurance.
Correct. Yeah, none of these companies offer FDIC insurance because they're not banks.
Right.
So they're not obligated to, and they probably wouldn't be allowed to if they went to the FDIC and said, hey, will you insure our product? They'd probably be told no. She says, it's like spinning straw into gold, she added.
And she has a problem with that.
Lawmakers and regulators are worried that consumers are not always fully aware of the potential dangers of the new bank-like crypto services and decentralized finance platforms. Crypto deposit accounts aren't federally insured, and holdings may not be guaranteed if markets go haywire. Well, no one's guaranteed if the market goes haywire.
No, that just sounds like regular market activity.
Yeah,
there's always risk.
You buy a stock and it goes down, you lose. You know, the government's not going to cut you a break.
Unless you're
like
a giant bank.
They'll tax you if the stock goes up.
Oh, yeah.
But if the stock goes down, you just lose. People who borrow against their crypto could face liquidation of their holdings, sometimes in entirely automated markets that are unregulated. I mean, how many times is the New York Times going to make that point? I mean, literally the last three paragraphs, they've talked about how unregulated this is. BlockFi's extraordinary growth and the recent crackdown by state regulators illustrates the fraught path of crypto financial services companies amid confusion about what they do. Their business isn't dissimilar to that of a regular bank. They take deposits of cryptocurrencies and pay interest on them. They make loans in dollars to people who put up cryptocurrency as collateral, and it lends crypto to institutions that need it. For consumers, the main allure of BlockFi is the chance to take loans in dollars up to half the value of their crypto collateral. So if you put in a whole Bitcoin, you get half of that Bitcoin's value in dollar form.
Pretty good deal for a BlockFi.
Allowing customers to get cash without the tax hit of selling their digital assets. Or to because, again, there's supposedly no capital gains tax on a loan. So that's sort of the workaround here. Or to leverage the value of their holdings to buy more cryptocurrency. They also offer interest of up to 8% per year on crypto deposits. That's compared with a national average of, go ahead and guess, for banks.
Oof.
For savings deposit at a bank.
0.025%.
0.15?
0.6%.
Okay, better than I expected. I don't think I meant to say 0.0. I think I meant 0.25%. It gets confusing when I start doing percentages in my head.
Yeah, and we're talking about a percentage of a percent, right? Yeah.
And that's the national average on savings
of a percent. That's nothing. How can BlockFi offer such a high rate? Well, in addition to charging interest on the loans that they make to consumers, it lends crypto to institutions like Fidelity Investments or Susquehanna International Group that use those assets for quick and sometimes lucrative cryptocurrency arbitrage transactions, passing on high returns to customers.
I mean, this is what happens when you allow the markets to set the interest rates. To take out one of these loans, you get like a 1% interest rate that you have to pay back on top of the USD they gave you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody mentioned 1%.
Yeah.
But if you invest in them and allow them to loan out your money, you can get back 5, 6, 7, 8%.
Yeah.
And sometimes more.
Versus the current system where if you take out a loan from a bank, you're going to, I don't know what percentage rates are.
Several percent.
Yes.
3 to 5, somewhere in that range.
It's going to be substantial, but if you have money in a savings account, they're not giving you. They're loaning out your money, just like BlockFi is, but they're only giving you a fraction of a percent.
Well, and also don't forget, banks, not only are they loaning out your money, but they're creating money from thin air. And that's the benefit of being part of the Federal Reserve System, which is fractional reserve banking. Mm-hmm. The banks don't even need your money to create loans. That's all an illusion. All they do is when you sign that loan documentation, poof, the money has been created. It didn't exist before you signed the loan paperwork. So they are literally giving you money they created from thin air. So to that extent, BlockFi and companies like it, like Nexo and Celsius and CoinLoan, they actually have assets.
Yes,
they aren't doing fractional reserve. They can't.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, they can't just cook up some Bitcoin. They can't send you fake Bitcoin. They can't send you paper versions of Bitcoin.
And the result of all of this is that it is a safer method of taking out loans and repaying loans. You get better interest rates for investing in them. And you get better interest rates for taking out loans with them.
No wonder these people are pissed.
Much better. Now,
it's not even comparable.
Yeah, except there's the insurance. That's the only thing that...
The insurance is the Bitcoin that you put up as collateral. They can just sell it and liquidate if they need to.
And then you don't get them back.
Or your insurance is that you can just repay the loan and get your Bitcoin back.
At hopefully a higher rate. So if you believe that Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies are going to go up in value, and you're willing to risk putting it in someone else's hands, then you win on this loan, as long as you pay it back, right? You get this loan, you pay it back, and then the Bitcoins that you loan, let's say Bitcoin's at 50,000.
Or let's imagine using the money that you borrow to buy more Bitcoin.
You could do that. So let's say the Bitcoin's at 50,000. You put in a bunch of Bitcoin into this system. You get a fraction of that back in dollar loans. You got a $25,000 loan out of that, right?
Sure.
So then the Bitcoin price goes up to 100,000 in the time that you have this loan out. You pay back $25,000. You get your whole Bitcoin that you gave in, and it's now worth $100,000 or whatever. So that's one possibility for this loaning system. But then again, if the Bitcoin price goes down, it liquidates automatically, and then you don't get it back.
Well, just keep an eye on it if you want your Bitcoin and, repay the loan before that happens.
Sure. There's risk involved.
There is. But it sounds like it's as close to win-win for everyone involved as any financial institution I've ever heard.
That's why these guys are getting billions of dollars worth of crypto deposits.
And that's why the current banking system is very upset about it. But we are out of time for tonight. You can join us, chat with us at our Matrix server. You can find that at chat.freetalklive.com. Or if Twitter is more your thing, then check out social.freetalklive.com. It's been Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.